Hi, everyone. So I want to give you an update about the Monaco Streaming Film Festival and about the Cannes Film Festival. In relation to the Monaco Streaming Film Festival, it's quite uneven in the sense that the content sometimes is good, such as, for example, the presentation from from Arte, who was good, about virtual reality coming into the realm, you know, and basically being the next step into the future for us content viewers, where we're going to get more virtual reality experiences whenever we watch content, thanks to higher internet speeds, fiber optical internet connections, and also basically more advanced technology, which makes me a film streaming experience more immersive. So I look forward to that future. It's going to be exciting. That was a very good presentation from this guy Kay something, German guy, who presented that yesterday. However, most of the content is not at that level of goodness and insightfulness, so to speak. So I'm trying to do my best here, but sometimes I just have to take breaks, and you know. So I went to see the Giacometti exhibition yesterday, who was also at the Grimaldi Forum. That was extremely good, very well curated, very thorough. So this was a bit of art for me. And then I went back to the cocktail at around 7:30, 8 p.m. And then there was a wonderful, wonderful screening of To Catch a Thief, which was a Hitchcock movie filmed on the French Riviera in the 50s. It was fabulous, totally loved it. So as I said, they're doing their best. It's the first edition, first session of the Monaco Film Streaming Festival, but it's uneven at the moment. Anyway, I wish them good luck, and I hope that they will manage to find their balance in the future. And I thank them very much to have invited me, and tonight I'm going to go again for the awards ceremony, which is around 7 p.m. So today I'm going to go and visit the Villa Paloma, which is one of my favorite museum sites in Monaco. And if and when I have a time, I also visit the Villa Sauber, which is the sister museum to the Villa Paloma in Monaco. And they always have some wonderful, very good contemporary art exhibitions going. So I look forward to that. Now, coming to the Cannes Film Festival, I had the weirdest experience with Joel Beckerman, a New York-based guy, like composer, music composer, who launched that that thing, that educational initiative called Your Music, Your Future. And also with another guy, the Zoom call was like on Friday at 3 p.m. French time. And so with this other guy, Alphonse Babuka or Boubeka from the EXA Collecting Society, I think based in either Sweden or Brussels, somewhere in Europe. So I asked, you know, the more normal questions that an entertainment and music lawyer would ask. So what is your initiative about? What do you define buyout as being? You know, because there are several definitions to buyout. And the answers I got during that call, that Zoom call, with also a woman from SACEM called Claire Couranger or Courvoyer, I think. The answers were like incomprehensible, completely muddled, untransparent. It was clear that Joel Beckerman doesn't understand the subject, doesn't understand how monetization of copyright works, both in the US and in Europe. For example, he couldn't understand that the main underlying rights to the public performance rights are copyright, which is like really the basics of music law. So I noticed all this, and I came out of a call on Friday thinking, my God, I'm supposed to actually, you know, present and interview this guy, this Joel Beckerman guy, during the keynote on Friday the 9th of July, and basically has no idea what he's talking about. I mean, he may be full of good intentions, you know, trying to get more money, more moolah to younger composers. But the thing is that even him, he launches the initiative, he has no idea what he's talking about. This is not going to, you know, go very far, I think. And and on Saturday, while I was at the Monaco streaming film festival, I received an email from the film market woman, Hélène Arveillet, who contacted me to be the interviewer for this session. And she was like, oh yeah, no, you're not a good fit. So you're not a good fit. And Joël Beckerman and Alphonse Babouka, I don't think that you are, appropriate. So that's that. And I was like, yeah, because I found them out, because I have no fucking clue what they're talking about. And so they're trying to do good by saying, yeah, we need more money, we need fairer deals, but they don't understand how deals are structured and how the underlying copyrights are working, you know. So that was pretty preoccupying. And this is the end of my not even started career as a presenter at the Cannes Film Festival. So I bid you my farewell for now, and we'll be in touch back soon. Bye.